DC.
Well, you know what? She'll be in my prayers.
All right. Thanks, man.
Washington, D.C. kind of sucks.
Oh, okay.
Washington, D.C. kind of ass, my guy. It fucking sucks.
I'd be like, this is a really weird time to find out that you're like this super church guy.
No. It's, I was when I was younger.
So, well, yeah. I assume you're in the South, right? So.
It's a matter of, there basically being two D.C.s. One is where, like, the capital is, and one is, like, downtown D.C.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's gonna be like, is she like, so she's doing like this training for her work down there, so she's gonna be there all week. So
maybe she can go catch a Washington Generals game.
Maybe. I don't think the Washington Generals still exist.
Maybe she can go catch a Washington Redskins game.
I don't think they exist either.
Maybe she can go catch a
I don't think they ever existed.
A Washington Bullets game.
Maybe she can go watch the Montreal Expos.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I hope you're ready, because once this train is moving, you can't stop it unless you hit pause or your listening device crashes. You're about to start listening to the Fool Court Press podcast. That's F-O-O-L, Fool. We don't mess up your name, so say ours right.
A terrible name, and I'm glad they're dead.
Sandoria McConnell.
Mussolini or something?
Folks Court Press.
Jamarcus Russell Wilson. You're going to hear the hard-hitting, well-researched basketball analysis.
Kawhi Leonard has a size 14 shoe, so...
And somebody else I can't remember. It's from four strangers with no chemistry.
It was me!
I am the host, Lufa, who prides himself on precise NBA opinion.
Yeah, it's just big Shire. It's the land of Luke Kennards.
Well, you know how, like, the Florida Panthers are, like, in Sunrise, Florida? It's, like, not, like, a real place.
I am joined by NBA draft specialist and Tuchel apologist, Baldy.
All of Florida's just made up.
As well as Sandoria.
Yeah, real dick that guy is.
Whose consistent fire takes.
No, like, Luca, I think he's a real piece of shit. Luca's the owner of the Suns. I think he'd be a better owner.
Will scorch every part of your franchise.
Trade
this motherfucker. Sarver's a real piece of shit.
What a stupid name.
Well, we got a lake up here. We're the Lakers.
Still a better name than the Thunder.
Yeah, real dick that guy is.
I hate you.
Finally, we have our Australian basketball enthusiast, Duke.
Brooklyn Nets have three players who were born in Australia.
So pay attention. This may be free, but it's important.
But what does it mean?
Jesus fucking Christ, just shoot me.
Everything will be fine.
And we're back and better than ever. Thank you so much for listening to the Fool Court Press podcast, the only NBA podcast made by fools for fools. I'm joined today by Duke and Sandy, maybe Baldy, we shall see. How's everybody doing today? Say going today.
That's how you got going pretty today.
Good. I'm not that pretty good. Sandora now. Enough of this Sandy stuff. New season coming up, new me. So let's call me Sandora now. How about that, guys?
Who's we?
New. No. All right. And Duke, were you saying something before Sandy kept talking over you four or five times?
No.
Who cares?
No.
No. So rude.
I wasn't saying a word.
All right. Well, we're going to start off this episode the way we start off every episode, with our topics du jour, our topics du jante, our topics of the week. Our topics de...
Juan Blair.
DeJuan Blair.
Dijon Mustard.
I think that one we did, didn't we? Didn't we do Dijon?
No.
Is that a thief? Is that a tasty thief?
All right. Well, for our topics DeJounte this week, we have the U.S. selects beat the U.S. World Cup roster, FIBA predictions, Bleacher Report's five most overrated players, new ABC ESPN broadcast crew of Burke, Breen, and Doc, Orlando Magic donate to Ron DeSantis, Cooper Flagg versus Bradley Beal, Terrence Williams sentenced for 10 years in prison, Anthony Davis extension, Dwight Howard talks, and sorry, what else is here? Jesus Christ.
That's the topic.
Terrence Williams. Yeah,
you're losing it, man.
The fucking like chat keeps like going back down to the bottom, so I have to keep coming back up halfway through my talking. Anyways, Terrence Williams. Apparently this was a news about 3 or 4 years ago. Him and four other former NBA players were utilizing the NBA Players Association insurance fund, making fake diagnoses and getting paid out millions, I think to the tune of about $10 million in Terrence Williams' case. And he was found guilty and sentenced to jail for 10 years. Duke, what up with your mans?
Yeah, it's really disappointing. Can't
back-to-back pods talking about Terrence Williams.
What makes him his man?
He went to Louisville.
Oh, I thought he'd be my. I thought he'd be my man because I'm the guy who used to go on 2K with him online and drop 45 points like it was nothing because he was like a hidden 2K boss.
Earl Clark was your Louisville man.
IYKYK. That means if you know, you know.
Oh.
I'm glad that's what that means. Sandy explained redundancy. All right. Duke, you have anything you want to talk about regarding Terrence?
No. Just dumb. The sentencing is a little, you know, heavy, I guess.
10 years is a lot, but I mean, 10 years is an awful lot. You guys like sending people to prison, particularly black people, so
I assume that was just part of... Whoa, you guys. Wait a second.
Well, the whole nation. It's a whole, like, industry there. So, I just assume that you guys...
Here's my... Prison industrial complex.
It's a thing.
So, he got 10 years for stealing from the NBA.
No.
No, he defrauded...
Stealing from an insurance company.
Which is so much worse. He was trying to
defraud the NBA insurance, though, right?
It's not like the NBA has an insurance company. They just have a policy.
It's making claims on the policies.
Yeah, like they're not defrauding the NBA. It doesn't impact the NBA at all, to be honest.
It might a little bit just because the NBA probably pays into those plans, but this is all like who cares, really?
Still from the NBA might get 10 years. That's what we're looking at here.
I think if you steal from big health insurance.
Yeah, you don't take on health. Health insurance is the enemy in this one. Thanks, Obama.
Just trying to warn Adam Silver that our Instagram and our TikTok page might have illegal licensed NBA footage.
What are you doing?
We've made jokes over.
What are you doing right now? I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a TikTok now?
Sandy, pick a topic, DeShante.
All of these look absolutely delightful. I can tell you what I'm not going to talk about, and that's the Orlando Magic donating to Ron DeSantis. I guess let's talk about the Orlando Magic donating to Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, you want to take that one, Lufa?
Yeah, sure. So NBA teams don't make donations in the names of teams. Normally, the owners will donate or support. Famously, the owner of the Miami Dolphins hosted a fundraising event for Donald Trump that resulted in a few of his players revolting against him. The Orlando Magic, owned by Robert DeVos, his wife Betsy DeVos was a former member of the Trump administration, decided to donate funds to Ron DeSantis, a person who's said that, you know, there's positive things that happened for black people as a result of slavery, such as that they learned how to become blacksmiths, how they're, the Don't Say Gay bill, just endless atrocities against women in the state as a result of his policies. Just a really hateful, evil human being. And the Orlando Magic decided to donate in their name to to Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, the NBAPA sent out a statement saying how they, you know, the money is earned by African Americans. You can't be donating to a person who actively hates black people and think that it's okay. Ron DeSantis has responded saying that they all love China. Duke, what are your thoughts? Do you think that NBA franchises, do you think it's ever okay for an NBA franchise morally, or like any kind of public franchise like this, morally to stand behind a political candidate like this? Whether it's like an evil piece of shit like Ron DeSantis or somebody benevolent like Jesus Christ.
Well, I think we're talking about, what we're talking about here is the Magic isn't like a person. It's represented by the ownership. But that also goes with the employees down to like the concession workers, not just the players, people in the front office.
Yeah.
They're the ones who have to represent the team. So putting that type of donation to the team name is very troubling.
Yeah,
shocking. A little shocking, because it's such a small amount in terms of terms of like political capital. Like, what do you? I don't really understand what they're gaining by doing that.
I mean, like they could have just done it like every other owner has done it and done it in their own name. Or their like their own like super PACs or something like that. But like, you know, so there's one other example of this happening in recent history, and it wasn't to a particular candidate. It was to the Republican National Convention, and that was done by the Phoenix Suns. And in their defense
God
at that
damn
period,
it.
In their defense at that period of time, I believe Phoenix was hosting the Republican National Convention at that juncture. So, like, I mean, at least then you could make an argument that it's like for community development or something like that. Nah. It's not like actively endorsing endorsing any individual in that situation. It's just like at worst endorsing a party. And B, it's not like the Orlando Magic get anything out of this transaction, right? Like, whereas you could make an argument that the Phoenix Suns supporting a community event happening in their community, there's some advertising aspects of it and such that you could get out of it, if that makes sense.
Sarver is gone. It can't hurt us anymore. Sarver is gone. It can't hurt us anymore. Sarver is gone. It can't hurt us anymore.
Now, obviously, in the United States, corporations are people. Mm-hmm. And they have the right to speech, free speech, and money is speech in the United States as well. Mm-hmm. These are all things that have been proven by courts. Mm-hmm. So, do you think that there is a, obviously there's no legal repercussions that could happen for Orlando doing something like that, but do you think that there is a social cachet that or a reputation risk that the NBA should be concerned about with teams making political donations such as this?
I think obviously they don't really care. They were willing to just put their name on it.
Yeah, but I'm saying like openly. should the NBA care is what I'm saying. Do you think that
I don't think they will. I mean, over a $50,000 campaign donation. I mean, remember how up in arms people got, this is not the NBA, but how up in arms people got about Disney donating to who the fuck ever. And then, well, we all know what that spiraled into, but, here's what I want to know. What's a good nickname for the Magic now that they've come out and just put their names on it? Do you think the Orlando Da Magic? Is that anything?
The Orlando Pack Jack.
Let's keep going.
Well, it's not a super pack. It's not pack.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it counts as a super pack.
Bastard.
Is there something related to an elephant or something like that we can put into it? Republican Party.
I was thinking about maybe something like woke, like anti-woke.
What's the name of that nightclub nightclub in Orlando that shot up?
Let's not do that. That seems baseless.
That seems to be touching all the bases. It's in Orlando. It was a homophobia thing. I mean, that's gun rights. seems to line up right directly with their donation history. They're definitely pro whatever that was.
So you're telling me that the Republican presidential candidate, Ron DeSantis, his reaction to the backlash and the reaction here was, but all you guys support China? That was what he said?
Like Ron DeSantis loves this, right? Like this, like his entire agenda is they don't like me because they're woke. So anytime he gets anybody gets any form of criticism based off of the evil policies in which he's enacted that have made people's lives significantly worse in his state, and the fact that he wants to spread that evil across the entire country. You know, that people, like when people call him on that, it gets him the type of publicity that he wants. He wants to be able to be tough on people who believe in common decency. It's part of his image. It's straight out of the Trump playbook, right? So it's you know, the less decent you can be, the more likely he is to be elected is the logic he's going with.
But he still went like, no, you. Like, this grown-ass man went, no, you, when confronted. Like, he just pointed the finger the other way. Well, oh, you yeah. gotta do this. Like,
well, what about Chicago, you know?
Let's talk about something else.
Alonzo's not coming back for at least another, two seasons.
Yeah, what about Chicago? Should they trade DeRozan? He's up for a contract. Should they extend him? What do you think, Sandy?
They just got Levine, you know?
DeRozan would be a good fit many places. I'd like to see him compete for a championship.
Like, that's what he's doing, obviously.
He's doing his best, man.
I don't think
he's trying, Jennifer.
Moving on, please.
What's next?
Dude, please, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Anthony Davis.
Yeah, it's a good contract, right? $186 million for an additional three seasons. It's, I believe it's a total of $250-something million over the next five seasons.
Dumb money.
What was the number that I posted in Discord? Let me find it here. Over under, how many games do we think he's going to play over the next three seasons? And I think I did 140.
Yeah, but like he played like 132 or something like that.
The last 3 years, he's played like 132. So do we think he's going to eclipse 145 games?
I mean, he played 55 last season.
That's maybe not great. He missed 30 games.
Maybe he found some secret sauce that's going to get him to 50 games a season. What do you think, Duke? This is a good decision, right? Made by all.
Dumb money loves to be spent. That's what I'm going to say. Dumb money has no problem being spent. And, oh boy, that's a lot of money for a guy who maybe is going to play half a season. So he hasn't played a full season ever. Never played a full 82. Which, you know, you can say like...
What is the... Why you have the stats up? I'm sorry. What is the most he's played in this season?
75. He paid 75 back-to-back, age 23 and 24. He's going into his age 30 season.
Yeah.
That doesn't tend to get better with age.
With him on the court, the Los Angeles Lakers were the second-best defensive team during the regular season. Without him on the court, they were like the 22nd-best defensive team during the regular season. And in the playoffs... He was virtually like every time he was on the court, like the Golden State Warriors couldn't get anything going inside the paint. Memphis Grizzlies couldn't get anything inside the paint. You know, I know that like he didn't win Defensive Player of the Year, and that's likely because of his availability, but he's the best defensive player in the game right now. And he can make the Lakers when healthy. A competitive team, at the very least.
Yeah, but for how long?
They still got swept by the Nuggets.
It's true, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the Kawhi, Paul George conundrum.
Yeah, I mean, and that extension, those extensions haven't come, even though they're both eligible at this period of time, too. So we'll see what ends up happening there. I would say maybe this is just recency bias, but I believe that AD has been more available than both of those players.
I would say
recently. Well, yeah. Yes. absolutely.
If Kawhi, definitely bet more than Kawhi, but let me just check Paul George's last three seasons.
I would say at this point, if Kawhi gets this kind of contract or his next extension comes due, it will put the con in conundrum.
So Paul George over the last three seasons has played 141 games. So he's just a little bit more available than Anthony Davis. So I would argue Anthony Davis impacts the game a little bit or a lot more than Paul George at this period of time in both of their careers. But you know, I think it's a fair criticism. Also, I'd like to point out the fact that Anthony Davis won a championship. Playing, how many games did he play in that championship season, Duke? You have his basketball reference up in front of you?
62
games.
And that was a shortened season, so I think that's probably pretty close to a full season.
Yeah, so he played 62 games, won a championship. This last season he played like, what, 55 games? He took him to he was right there with him right up to the Western Conference Finals. And all of the talk that we've had about another player who's had a lot of injury history, but when on the floor has been amazing to watch. Zion Williams, most games he's played in a season, 61. You could definitely build a championship team around Zion Williamson. Sorry.
So you know, like, the contract situations and the upcoming money situations a lot better than I do. Is this... I've been saying it's dumb money, but is it actually that them getting ahead of any potential salary cap increases?
So one of the things that's interesting about this is it actually maxes out as a potential $186 extension, but that's dependent on the salary cap raising 10% next season and then 10% the season after, 10% the season after, 10% the season after, because the new CBA is maximized, you can get a max increase of the salary cap of 10%, as a way of like leveling out the salary. That said, the new TV contracts don't kick in until 2025. So the next salary cap increase is actually only projected right now to be about 4.6%, meaning that Anthony Davis's actual contract extension, if it doesn't go to the full 10% this coming season, will only be about 170 million, because it's basically it's going to kick in two seasons from now, and he'll get 35% of the cap two seasons from now. So if it doesn't raise the full 10% this year, then it can't make up for it in later years, even if the revenue justifies it, because it doesn't claw back, if that makes sense. So as a result, it's hypothetically $186 million extension. That said, I mean, the reason why they're doing this is because if they don't do it, they gotta trade him. The reality is with the Lakers right now, LeBron is in the final year of his deal. He's already talked about retirement once before. He has also mentioned that he wants to inevitably play with his son, which obviously, you know, there was a health scare with Bronny, and it's uncertain whether or not he's going to move forward with his career at this period of time. But if he were to go forward with his career, he's projected to be a lottery pick in this upcoming draft. And he wants to play with his son. He can find out where his son gets picked and then go sign with them. There's a good chance that LeBron's not going to be a Laker next season. Or there is there's a chance that he's not going to be a Laker next season. So that said, if they're going to have Anthony Davis for only two more years, they'd have to trade him this year to get any form of value, or recoup any form of value from what they spent initially for him. Like, they're still tapped on draft picks based off of the initial trade they made for him 5 years ago. So there's that aspect of the deal being something of a necessity. Basically, if they didn't offer him the extension, it would be a message to Anthony Davis that he's not wanted. He's going to ask out, and then, you know, if they had no intention of extending him anyways, they might as well flip him while he has 2 years on his contract so they can recoup some value for it. That's the reason why the extension either had to happen now or they had to wait. The Lakers as an organization don't believe in rebuilding. They've not been very good at rebuilding. They don't show the competency of player development. They don't show a competency in scouting. They don't show a competency in roster building. So leaning on superstars is probably the most effective way in which they can compete. So in those senses, I understand why they did that as well. You know, if they want to compete with LeBron this season, they had to basically sign AD this season, because otherwise they'd have to trade him, and then if they trade him, they're basically punting on the last year of LeBron's contract. So that's the logic behind why they would want to extend him. Now, if they're going to extend him, they're going to have to offer him the max, and that's what they decided to do. That's their cost benefit analysis. Kick the can down the road is basically the logic for them.
Well, all right.
And then, like, I mean, the sticker shock's there, obviously, because it's, you know, he's going to be averaging over $60 million a season in the 3 years in this extension. The benefit, obviously, for AD is, you know, with his injury history, locking up more guaranteed dollars, the better for him, right? Overall, it makes sense for both parties, for what both people want. So that's why the deal happened. Similar to Jaylen Brown situation, right? So,
Do you think he would have gotten that money elsewhere?
I think so. Yeah. Like, I think, like, if you're like Chicago's, like, okay, you're like, let's say they didn't offer him and then they decide to trade him, and Chicago's gonna be like the first one in line, right? He's a Chicago-born player. There's always been links between the Bulls and Anthony Davis. So Chicago's like, okay, we're going to give you Zach LaVine. We're going to give you our limited draft assets. Maybe we'll throw in a Patrick Williams or something like that. We're bringing in Anthony Davis. You're telling me Anthony Davis, they're just going to have Anthony Davis there for 2 seasons? No, they're going to give it to him. That said, like, do I know what he would be worth in 3 years if they just let his contract expire? I mean, the new TV money is going to be there. There's going to be a lot of people with money to burn and such. I don't know what his injury status would have been. I don't know what his contributions would have been. If he gave me 2 more 55-game seasons at the level of play that he gave me, plus a full playoff run in both of those seasons, I would say he probably gets maxed. Probably like two plus one or something like that. So basically the same kind of money, giving him a player option in the third year. I think that would probably be what would end up happening if that were the case. That's a lot of hypotheticals, and that would rely on a lot of things that hasn't happened in his career in the past, which is playing 350 game seasons in a row.
Poor man's basketball reference page. He has street clothes as a nickname on there. That ain't right, man.
No, that's rough.
It's not good.
Ugh. But neither is calling him the brow, let's be completely honest.
The brow man gets paid. Is that right. Anything?
It's better than the big purr.
Well, you don't like cat?
Big purr.
I love Cat Williams.
Have you ever heard anyone refer to LeBron James as the little emperor?
What the fuck are they saying? The man is like 6'9".
I wonder if that was something that, like, from that ESPN, or like that Sports Illustrated cover, like when he was like in high school or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that.
When he was in high school, he was like 6'9".
Zion Williams is Xanos. That's a good one.
Yeah, he's inevitably going to miss all the games next year, too, huh?
Benjamin Buckets.
Ben Simmons is Benjamin. What the fuck does Benjamin come from? On the phone.
I don't know.
I think it's like a Benjamin Button reference because he's so old, but he's still scoring so much.
Yeah, he's turning the clock back. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, like I mean, there's logic to this shit, guys.
Man, one day, one episode, we need to do a deep dive into basketball reference nicknames, because some of them are just so out there.
All right,
this is what we need Baldy for. He can sit here and compile like the funniest ones and surprise us with them.
That's a great point.
Fucking Baldy, where are you, man? We need you.
He ain't got that dog in him.
All right. Didn't
get that Peregrine Falcon in him either.
Sandy, what do you want to talk about next?
I want to talk about Leffen. He just won Evo. Let's fucking go.
All right. What do you want to talk about next?
He had a double perfect in the round one of Grand Finals. That's pretty sick. Okay. Let's talk about Dwight Howard.
All right. Yeah. So Dwight Howard, he's been talking. I love when Dwight Howard talks. Dwight Howard has some great things to say. Two main quotes that were circling around was first, like, his regrets on signing with the Houston Rockets over the LA Lakers. When he signed with the Rockets, he thought of James Harden as a young Kobe, but now he knows he was wrong. Duke, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, he wasn't the only one who thought that. That was the comp coming out of college for him.
I mean, Harden was coming off of like an amazing playoff run with OKC and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Where he was coming off of the bench, similar to Kobe. But this was going to be his first time with the Keys, right?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with him saying that. I mean, like I said, that was the biggest comp with him coming out of Arizona State.
I think it's a little weird, though. He's, like, regretting not going back to the Lakers. Didn't he have, like, a massive bad time with the Lakers and Kobe and everything like that? Like, everything, mm-hmm. Everyone was, like, making fun of him all the time. He hurt his back. That's where his, like, injury history started, mm-hmm. and everything like that.
He was the scapegoat.
Yeah, which is, like, the same thing happened with Kobe that happens with LeBron. There's always that one person that always has to uh-huh. take the hit, right?
Yeah, and then they have their Tristan Thompson, where that man will never ever be unemployed. Who's that for Kobe?
I don't know. Nick Van Axel.
What?
Robert Horry. Oh.
You got your timelines mixed up.
Derek Fisher. Whore.
D. Fish.
Yeah, probably Derek Fisher.
Matt Barnes.
I was actually thinking D. Fisher and Matt Barnes, but I messed up stories in my head. It's Jason Kidd and Matt Barnes, right? That's the story.
No, it's Derek Fisher.
It's Derek Fisher.
Is it Derek Fisher?
Derek uh-huh. Fisher was macking on his wife.
Oh, uh-huh. Got punched in the face.
Didn't Matt Barnes drive like 5 hours just to whip his ass?
Yeah.
Ain't that the story?
Yes.
Yep.
That's a legendary moment.
And it came out like that,
of history.
Like, that day, I think it came out.
Well, the police report came out that mm-hmm. day.
Yeah. Great moment.
Yeah. Now, the other Dwight, moving on from the Harden Kobe talk, the other Dwight Howard quote that made the rounds is when he got traded from Charlotte to Washington. He was having some back issues, but he told them, he's like, listen, you guys have got John Wall here. You guys have got Bradley Beal here. Marcin Gortat. If you guys just let me heal up, I promise you, we're winning a championship this year.
I'm just going to.
And the front office was like, man, that's great, Dwight. That's great. Great to hear that. The next day they traded him to Memphis.
Was it the very next day?
Yeah. That's what he said in the quote.
So I think that this story is even funnier than the Kobe one.
Yeah.
I think that this here.
Which is funnier? The fact that he's like, yeah, I'm going to carry John Wall, Bradley Beal, and Marcin Gortat all the way to the championship in like the peak of the Heatles? Or was it the next day? He was like, sure, Dwight, sure, and then traded him for nothing as a salary dump to Memphis the next day.
Let's take a look at that return here.
Let's take this a step further. What's even funnier, this or the Pat Bev tweet and then getting traded the next day? Or was it the same day? A few hours later, the game got put together.
He got traded for CJ Miles.
He played
CJ Miles, the ultimate journeyman.
He didn't even play in Memphis that season.
Holy shit!
He played in LA.
He played 9 games in Washington and not another moment for the rest of that season. Oh, beautiful. Dwight was a genius.
They hurt his feelings.
He just never got healthy again. Like, he couldn't deliver. Man, he was.
He sure as shit's delivering in Taiwan.
Is he? I heard they did, I heard they thought he was not doing so well.
He's been putting up numbers. I mean, I remember him coming out and saying all these guys, they should be playing over here in Taiwan with me.
Yeah, they were saying, I think the Taiwanese, the owners of his team were saying that he's not putting in enough effort and they wanted to get out of his contract.
He's probably not. I mean, he's playing for the Taiwanese championship. I mean, how much effort do you expect?
I don't think they made the playoffs.
Oh, God. He froze. Duke, you hear?
That's what I remember.
He froze, Duke.
I might be wrong.
A weekly tradition like no other. Lufa froze.
Oh, what a great freeze frame.
Oh, he's back. A weekly tradition like no other. What the fuck's going on? Oh, he's gone again.
There he goes.
I thought the weather was bad here. What's going on, bro?
Is he back?
Yeah, I'm back, guys. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, but you are frozen solid, my guy. There goes your cam.
Yeah, I turned my cam off to see if that helped the internet. All right. So,
man, hold on. I want to stay on Dwight for a second.
Okay, on Dwight.
I'm looking at his transaction history. So, I want to revisit this. When he got traded to the Lakers.
Can we make a game out of this real quick before you continue? Sure. Over under how many teams has Dwight Howard played for? I'm gonna say six.
Oh God.
Six is your answer? Okay, I can get you the answer right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're seven.
That was close. All right, dude, continue.
I just want to read some of these names as part that were part of his trade from the Magic to the Lakers. There are some names in this deal. Earl Clark, Chris Duhon.
Oh God, him.
Aaron Aflalo.
He's got a rap song by Kendrick wrote about him, or is it J. Cole? I think it's Kendrick.
Al Harrington.
Romeo Osby.
Yep. Josh McRoberts.
Oh, McBob.
Andrew Bynum. Jason Richardson.
J. Rich.
Andre Iguodala.
A 14th trade.
I'm still going. Mo Harkless. Nikola Vucevic. Landry Shamet. Dario Saric.
Is there a trade
going
that Landry Shamet wasn't involved in?
Shamet's still in the league from then.
That's amazing.
This was in 2012.
Well, this is the draft.
Wait,
No.
You mean Landry Fields.
No, Landry Shamet. It was the 2018 draft
pick.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Sorry.
Keep going, man. Keep going.
Let's see. Who else? Who did I not read here?
You were at Shamet.
Christian Ayanga. That might be it. Wesley Iwundu. I've never heard of him. And I think that's it.
So in 2014, the Orlando Magic traded the pick that would become Landry Shamet with Dario Saric, and a second round pick, which would later become Willie Hernan Gomez, for Elfrid Payton.
Oh man!
Then he was drafted in 2018, signed a multi year contract in 2018 with the Philadelphia 76ers, and then later that year he was traded with Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala. First round 2020 pick, later become Sadiq Bey. First round draft pick, Trey Mann. And a second round draft pick, Jeremiah Robinson Earl. And a second round draft pick, James Nagy. To the LA Clippers for Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, and Mike Scott. And two first round picks.
Michael Scott. Wow.
Yeah. And then he was also then packaged in a Clippers trade Clippers and Detroit Pistons trade that ended up with Bruce Brown being in it, Luke Kennard being in it, Sadiq Bey again being in it, Dazan Musa, JT Thor, a guy named Jay
Loki.
Scrub.
Jay Scrub. He played for
Rodney Magruder.
Rodney.
Jay Scrub was a JUCO player.
I can say it better than that. Hold on. Rodney! No, I can't. Rod. I don't got the pitch tonight. I don't got the pitch
then,
tonight. I'm sorry.
And then finally, Landry Shamet moved on to being in a trade that included Bradley Beal, Jordan Goodwin, Isaiah Todd, Jairus Walker, Bilal Coulibaly. Yeah. That's God. Landry Shamet, man, he is a connective tissue in a lot of really big name trades.
Every transaction is like every transaction is about 10 lines long.
Wait. Hold the fucking phone here. We just stumbled across something really cool. Is Landry Shamet Kevin Bacon?
Oh.
6 degrees of being traded for Landry Shamet.
No, it's just 6 degrees of Shamet.
Yes.
6 degrees of Shamet.
I love it.
Yo, that's the podcast name. 6 degrees of Shamet.
All right, hold on. There it is.
6 degrees of Shamet.
It's always Ish Smith or Jeff Green. I got to be honest with you. So.
We can make a game out of 6 degrees of Shamet.
Yo! That's so good! I have tears in my eyes. That's funny as fuck.
I love NBA trades, man. No other league gets as convoluted as the NBA when it comes to trades.
Especially like protections on draft picks. Ever since Daryl Morey came around, like protections on draft picks have become ridiculous. Like I can't remember there was one that where it's like if the draft pick lands between the 8th pick and the 23rd pick, it will be conveyed. Otherwise, it will be pushed back into 22nd round picks. In year 2017 to 2049,
I feel like every other team president or GM, when they have to deal with Morey, they're like, ah, this motherfucker.
Right?
Except for Danny Ainge.
he treats him like a punching bag.
Yeah. Danny Ainge is just like, I'm not even going to talk to you. I'm just going to talk to your players. Yeah. and sign some obtuse trade kicker or something into it.
Yeah.
Morey, much like Bobby Bonilla, when he's finally out of the NBA, he's going to have trades still in like effect for like 30 or 40 years. Like a draft pick 40 years down the line from a Morey trade.
It's Daryl Morey Day, a second round draft pick from 17 years ago that was traded 17 years ago.
That Chris Paul trade from a month ago, it's got draft picks out to 2030. Like multiple, not just one. Like two or three.
Well, you're allowed to sell trade your picks 7 years in advance. Your first round picks can only be done every other year. Mm-hmm. However, you can trade swap rights that far out. So let's see, we're in 2023, yeah. So you could just trade first round and second round picks for 2030. That's for sure.
He's doing it.
Fucking Christ.
They're doing it.
No, I'm going to sweeten the pot. We've already accepted the deal. Daryl, no, I'm going to sweeten it. When we get access to next year's picks, I'll send you them too. We've already accepted the deal, Daryl.
I need a database of future draft picks and who they belong to.
Wikipedia is a pretty good source for that.
My teacher never heard of Wikipedia. It isn't good for anything.
Never heard of it.
Well, we've heard you talk, man. We know your teacher isn't very good.
Dude, what about the time that I pronounced that really big word?
That Latin word, yeah, that's true. Your teacher did really great in Latin, not great in Wikipedia. So, Duke, do you want to talk Bleacher Report's top five most overrated, or do you want to talk?
Yeah, let's do it. I haven't even heard it, so this will be new to me.
All right, let me just take a quick.
I'm excited for this. I don't know what it is. Well, I know I got a general idea of what it is based on the title, but I don't know who they are, what to expect. It's gonna be fun.
Oh, new to you too, huh?
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
All right, so Bleacher Report reported their five most overrated players, and I want your opinions on this. DeMontis Sabonis is number one.
Wow. Okay.
He literally. Okay.
Right out the gate.
Number two, Dylan Brooks.
Okay, I'm there with you.
I understand. Number three, okay.
Jonas Valanciunas.
Who the fuck talks about Jonas Valanciunas in 2023?
Number
from the last three seasons.
What year did Jonas Valanciunas enter the league?
It was like 2007, 2008, I think, maybe.
This motherfucker. Ain't no one talking about Jonas.
2013.
Ain't no one talking about Jonas 10 years. Get out of here.
Number four, Kawhi Leonard.
Okay. When he's healthy, he's really good.
You can make a case for that.
And
I
number
think.
Five, DeMar DeRozan.
Fuck you.
Okay.
So here's what I have to say. I said about this. So you may have an argument for Sabonis and Kawhi. Like there are people who are like I have a hard time with Sabonis because I'm like, you know, there are people who think he's like the second coming of Jokic. And then there are people who think he's just absolute trash. So it just depends on who you're talking to.
He's like he's like the Kroger brand Jokic. He's like bargain bin Jokic. He's just, you know.
And then I was just like, I'm like, but who even rates Jonas Valanciunas? Like you can't overrate Jonas Valanciunas. That would suggest that you talk about Jonas Valanciunas.
Right? That one is bizarre.
And I'm gonna be for real with you.
And then who highly overrates Dylan Brooks? Dylan Brooks is underrated efficiently. Everybody thinks that he's supposed to be playing in China, but he's an $80 million player. He's underrated.
Maybe
in the public discourse, he is the most. And then DeMar DeRozan? Shut your fucking mouth, DeMar DeRozan's overrated. That person, whoever wrote that, needs to be smacked across the face.
I think an AI wrote
it. Look, I'm
going to
defend
right?
DeMar. I'm going to defend DeMar in a second, but when it comes to Dylan, maybe they mean overrated in terms of his paycheck, because he certainly is not an $80 million player.
Well, Jonas Valanciunas isn't even signed, so it can't be pay related. And then, like in that case, Fred VanVleet. I mean, I like Fred VanVleet as much as the next guy, but he's a fucking max player. Like, I mean, he's certainly got a like pay wise is not a max player's worth. Like that would like you know and you know Jalen Brunson, not Jalen Brunson, sorry, Jalen Brown. Another one that you would make that argument for. Those ones are actually like breaking the bank. Dylan Brooks, I mean, he got paid what he got paid. Like, I mean,
more like Dylan Crooks.
But he's certainly not overrated. I think that like you'd have to be completely insane to think that Dylan Brooks was overrated because no one everyone thinks he's crap and doesn't deserve to be in the league. How could he possibly be overrated?
So when it comes to Sabonis, I feel like he is as pivotal to the turnaround of that team as Fox and Brown. Brown, obviously, maybe Mike Brown. I don't think that team turns around as quick as they do. It was a season without Sabonis and his skill set.
You look at the history of the Sacramento Kings before DeMontis Sabonis and then after DeMontis Sabonis, and you can clearly see that he impacts regular season winning. Right. Do I think that he puts a ceiling on the Sacramento Kings? I mean, people used to tell me the same thing about Jokic. So I don't want to make a declaration that the Sacramento Kings will never win anything with DeMontis Sabonis being the centerpiece of their offense. But I think he makes it a lot more difficult to win in the playoffs because of his defensive deficiencies and his lack of range when it comes to shooting. I think that you know he definitely has areas that he would have to improve his game for me to be more comfortable building a team around him. That said, you know, it's undeniable that he took Indiana to the every season that he was healthy after the Paul George trade, he took Indiana to the playoffs. Every season, his first full season with the Sacramento Kings, he ended the longest playoff drought in North American professional sports. Like, I mean, it's hard for me to say that you shouldn't be high on him, right? Like,
right.
That said, like, do I think that he's Jokic? Do I think he's going to be like an MVP caliber player? Do I even think that he's a Hall of Famer? I think he's a borderline all-star who's good enough to get you about 40 wins in the regular season by himself.
Now, DeMar DeRozan.
That's hateful.
Here's the thing with DeMar. The last 2 years, statistically, the best 2 years of his career. That cannot be disputed.
Yeah, statistically.
The best 2 years of his career. So to say at this point that he's overrated, I would argue he's underrated.
I think what you could say is, like, when people were having him in the MVP talk last season and Chicago was just getting into the playoffs on the skin of their teeth. Maybe you could say that he was overrated then. Like, people think that he's a valuable player that can contribute to winning, and I don't see how you couldn't think that.
I don't see how you couldn't either.
When I think of overrated players, I think, like, when I looked at the All-NBA teams this year, Duke, if there was a player on the All-NBA team where you're like, maybe that guy shouldn't have been there, who would you have said it was?
Oh, God. I can't even remember yesterday. I'm not,
I don't know. For me personally, I thought like Lauri Markkanen not making it and LeBron James making it, playing 55 games.
Yeah.
And also the games that he missed ended up being the most pivotal games for the team making the playoffs. You know, I thought that was a bit of a stretch. I understand why LeBron James made the All-NBA team. He won he did the scoring record. You know, he's the greatest 20-year player in the history of the NBA by far. Like, I think I saw one stat where it was like the other player who scored the previous highest scoring player in their 20th year was Vince Carter, and he was averaging 9 points a game, and then LeBron James, I think, had 28 points a game last season.
Yeah, 28, 29, something like that.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. He's a great player, like, historically, and he deserves all the accolades. But do I think that LeBron James impacts winning as much as everybody says he does? This current version of LeBron James?
No.
I would say that he is overrated in that sense. And I know that's sacrilegious. Is he the most overrated? I don't know. I'm not gonna play that game. But like, that's a name that I definitely would have in there over Jonas Valanciunas or DeMar DeRozan.
I would just watch your back, man, because Draymond Green's gonna hear this and he's gonna take you out.
Apologies to LeBron.
Apologies to the king.
I had to go look this guy up. Hold on.
Benjamin Buckets.
Benjamin Buck. Benny B.
Benny B.
So I had to go look up who wrote this. Grant Hughes of Bleacher Report. Let's get him on the pod. Explain yourself.
Well, it's not.
No, I'm just kidding. So he also wrote. He also wrote a most underrated NBA players article. Would you like to hear them?
Oh God, this is gonna piss me off even more. It's gonna be like Kevin Durant.
I'm glad that you did the research. This is a surprise, and now you're going to surprise him too. This is fun. Let's do it.
All right. I don't know, man. We'll see. All right. Number five, Steven Adams.
Ooh,
I love it.
Steven Adams is a really undervalued guy. With all these guys now who stretch the floor, he's out there. He defends. He boards. He bullies.
Banging and clanging.
I think. Well,
I mean, he's a centerpiece to the defensive system in Memphis, and he's not even a good defender. Just the fact that he can rebound and no one else can allowed JJJ to actually roam the floor and stuff like that. I think that's a fair point. Also,
dude.
Like, also he definitely was the reason why Shannon Sharp didn't fight the Memphis Grizzlies that day.
Right.
So,
it's established canon that this is a Steven Adams, pro Steven Adams podcast.
He's a very underappreciated player.
Good start, right?
Yeah.
I think that the playoffs would have been
traded for Jonas Valanciunas. Maybe that's why the guy was all pissed off about it.
Maybe he's an undercover Jonas fan.
All right, number four, Kyle Anderson.
I'm with you there because I like him.
Good one.
I think I agree with that because I feel like no one really realizes that Kyle Anderson was the third best free agency signing from last season.
I did.
Yeah.
He was fucking great.
Behind Brunson.
Very good.
Behind Brunson and Brown, he would be the third, I think, for sure.
All right, number three.
Didn't he blew up on Rudy, didn't he? Didn't he call him like a bitch? Or
yeah, he sure did.
Rudy punched him in the shoulder.
Yeah.
Rudy is a bitch. I apologize, Rudy.
Patient zero. Number three, Joe Harris.
No, overrated. He got salary dumped.
Joe Harris hasn't been relevant in like 3 years.
He plays for Detroit. So yeah. he signed a big contract, was injured, came back, missed almost every shot he took last season and got salary dumped. He's not underrated. He is properly rated as a player who's probably going to be at best a minimum contract player after this contract expires.
I thought we were going to take a place for Taiwan now.
No.
I wouldn't have said the Pistons. I had no idea.
Yeah, he got salary dumped to the Pistons this offseason.
So you're going to love number two. Kevon Looney.
That's a great one. I feel like he's more properly rated after that playoff run. But yeah, no, I think like
I say accurately rated, and I also say the number one is accurately rated too.
Didn't he have like a 19 rebound game in the playoffs, Kevon Looney?
Yeah, he was the reason why he's the reason why the Warriors were able to survive the Kings during all of Draymond's antics and doing the curb stomp and shit.
He's the reason that they were able to do what they did to Sabonis, because Sabonis wasn't getting fucking boards.
Oh, you know, that's probably why Sabonis is on his list. This guy's a Golden State. This guy's a Golden State and Steven Adams fan.
He wants Steven Adams to go to the Warriors.
He definitely wants Steven Adams on the Warriors. He's like, oh god, give me Kevon Looney, Steven Adams minutes.
The new Twin Towers.
Oh.
The new Timmy D and the Admiral.
Yeah, yeah.
Neither of them are even 6'10".
Who's number one, Duke?
Number one is Alex Caruso.
I think he's overrated. I think Alex Caruso might actually be slightly overrated because his offensive game has gotten to the point where he's very difficult to play on the floor, even though as a defender he is without a doubt one of the premier wing defenders or point of attack defenders in the league.
Very impactful on defense.
You know what Alex Caruso reminds me of? A senior point guard at Ohio State. The guy who's been out there for 5 years because of the red shirt. And all he is a coach on the floor defensively and a three-point shooter. He does nothing else on offense.
He's not even that great of a three-point shooter lately. I mean,
well, usually the guard at Ohio State isn't either.
Can you tell me where he went to college?
I have no fucking clue.
You will never guess, ever. I say that only because you said Ohio State.
Is it Ohio State?
This could not be further from Ohio State.
Okay. Hawaii.
Duquesne?
Texas A&M.
I can see it.
They're not. Well, they've been better at basketball the last few years, have they? They probably haven't.
Up and down.
I hope he wears hats outside. He played in a lot of sunny places. You don't want to get that. You don't want to get that skull burnt.
Can you be honest with your opinion about Tyler Hero's hats? They're terrible.
I'm not a fashion person. I'm like, just express yourself. Be happy.
You're not a fashionista.
Oh, I got some good Caruso nicknames. You ready?
Okay, yeah. I'm born ready.
Oh, man. Lance Stevenson. White Mamba 2.0.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's played out. That's boring.
Right.
Goddamn Mamba nicknames.
The accountant.
Oh, no. I about spat Savage. Out my fucking drink. Dude, I about spat out my fucking drink.
I should have led with that one, huh?
Savage.
You fucking almost got me.
Jonas Valanciunas, the big science.
I don't like that one.
That's a bad one.
That's bad.
All right, you go. You got another one with
take
Caruso?
Take the V out of there and just call him big science, and that's a winner.
I kind of like this one. The Caruso.
No.
Oh, that's not bad.
How about the Lithuanian Lightning?
It's just because Lithuanian's a funny word.
it's a bit wordy. A bit, you know.
Steven Adams, Aquaman.
Love it. Love it.
Fuck yeah.
Do you got another Caruso one?
Bald Mamba.
No, God, not with the Mamba.
Fucking Mambas, people. Jesus Christ, I get it. You played
there
LA.
Are other snakes.
Big Kiwi.
How many snakes are there in the world, Baldy?
Actually, that's funny.
Where
you mentioned that.
Where the fuck is Baldy?
One of his other nicknames is Bald Eagle.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Alright.
The Kiwi Phenom.
Do you have any Jimmer Fredette nicknames?
I could probably find them.
He can't have that many, right?
Oh, Jimmer Fredette's a legend.
Jimmer.
Jimmo Deshaun is his only one on here.
Jimmo Deshaun. That's trash.
Yeah.
That's garbage. Bad. I hate it. I regret asking.
He didn't stick around long enough to get any good nicknames.
It's in the big three, so. Do you guys want to talk about the new ABC ESPN broadcast crew?
I can't believe we're still on the topics of Jonte and our end. That's crazy.
Yeah, we got a little carried away, huh?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
It's a very special episode.
This has been a fun one. What the fuck? And I don't care about this commentary team. I think it is what it is. I've heard Doc Rivers talk. I don't know why they think he'd be good at that.
They gave the job to a man who can't talk. He talks like this.
By the second round, when he stopped showing up on TV, it's going to be because he's lost his fucking voice.
What about Doris Burke? What are you guys' thoughts on Doris Burke?
I like Doris.
Love Doris. Yep.
I like Doris. I feel like she's finally getting the recognition she deserves.
It's also weird that it took her so long to get there.
Well, it's a male dominated industry.
That, is it that weird, or is it?
I mean,
just
she's a Hall of Famer. She's a Hall of Fame broadcaster.
She's great. She's great. She's been great at every level.
Do you remember when?
I mean, obviously, like, if there's one thing that people consistently say about Atlanta, it's that it's a Hawks town, first, second, third, and fifth.
Absolutely. They haven't won anything of any import recently in the state of Georgia. Not a single thing.
No, and no other sports.
Basketball town. Basketball capital of the world. Yeah, I've heard people refer to Phillips Arena as the Mecca.
You're listening to the Full Court Press Podcast. Welcome back to the Full Court Press Podcast, the only podcast made by fools for fools. We're going to talk about our new segment of the week, No Foolin'. This is where we get to know the fools that we know best. I've submitted into ChatGPT. Please create 45 questions to better know our fools, why they love basketball, a little bit more about them. And this is the result. First question I have is for Baldy. Baldy, can you tell me, what is your first memory of watching basketball?
I like David Cutcliffe. I thought it was great.
All right. Sandy, what's your favorite type of player?
What the fuck kind of question is that? A shooter from the mid-range.
You like mid-range shooters? Do you like ball handling?
Good answer.
I'm no commenting on the handling of balls, but, you know, I think like a Kobe light, like a Booker light.
Interesting. Yeah. Duke, what's your wingspan? Fingertip to fingertip.
Oh, 9'4".
9'4", yeah.
I didn't realize we had a celebrity in the call. How you doing tonight, Taco?
That's why we call him. Duke Binyama.
That is what they call me.
Tall what Taco Fall.
So Baldy, who's your favorite player of all time?
Tom Brady.
Interesting. Sandy, can you tell us who are your top five favorite players to watch in this year's NBA?
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Devin Booker. Nikola Jokic.
Nikki.
Joker.
DeMar DeRozan.
D-Bar. All right. And moving on to Duke, can you tell me, what position do you play?
I'm a well-rounded, versatile, all five.
Does well-rounded mean you got a beer belly?
He plays the five.
Yeah. Box out.
I'm a 6'2", 5. I didn't make it very far.
I play the six.
Coach, you need to sell me out. My knees are going.
I hear
a child in the background.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
No,
it's a child, not a cat. That's my cat.
That's Philos. That's my cat.
Your name is Philos?
Yes.
How do you... Philos.
Philos?
Yeah, Philos. P-H-I-L-O-S. It's when I, like dough? When I first got him, I was in university. I was reading my my philosophy homework, and he insisted on falling asleep on top of my book instead of letting me read it. So that's
philosophy.
So we had two cats. My other one passed away recently. Her name was Sophia. So it's the two root words of philosophy, philos and sophia. It means love and knowledge.
I hate you more and more each week.
Well, you know, I do my best.
I'm just joking. That's a cute story.
Are you more of a cat person than a dog person?
Well, we're looking into getting a dog, but yeah, I've had cats for pretty much my entire adult life.
What kind of breeds are you looking at?
We're looking at black lab mixes.
Yeah.
What basketball position
guy.
Are you?
Doggy. What do you do?
Okay, continue with your game. That's what the fuck?
What happened?
Baldy, what do you do for a living?
Panhandle.
Sandy, why is the Suns your favorite team?
Do you want me to honestly, seriously answer this question?
Yeah, you're supposed to answer these questions. That's what.
Well, I wasn't really into sports when I was young, but when I started finally watching, the first thing I watched and loved about that team was just Nash and his playmaking, and the fact that he looked to dish more so than score, but he always had the ball. I just really liked it, and I kind of just rooted for them ever since. And even with the shit that's gone on behind the scenes and the terrible seasons, and I don't want to be here anymore, I've just stayed with that team. It really, really bummed me out when he went to the Lakers.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. At least he didn't play very much there.
We always will have that fucking picture of the magazine with him in my eyes. Now this is going to be fun.
Yeah, and we already kind of touched on half of that one. It was just an absolute epic disaster. Back problems all around. Duke, in pickup games, do you volunteer to be skins?
Like skinhead? What the fuck is skins?
Yeah, shirts
like,
or skins.
Shirts or skins. What, like, do you ever play pickup before?
No.
Yeah. I mean,
I haven't heard shorts or skins is the
shirts. Shirts or skins. You either wear a shirt or you don't wear a shirt when playing, and that's how you determine which team you're on.
It's not really a decision because I show up without a shirt on.
Do you show up and show out?
There's no other way, brother.
He opens up his beard with his belly button. So wait, Sandy, or sorry, wait, Baldy. Sorry, you lived through the financial crisis and you thought, let's go into banking?
I'm in panhandling.
Capitalism.
Panhandling. I stand outside of a bank and ask all the wealthy people for a handout.
So, Sandy, when did you first start loving basketball and why?
Just answered this question.
Well, you answered why Suns were your favorite team, but when did you start watching? Like, I guess the Nash years, right?
Yeah, like 2005, 2006.
All right. So, Duke, when setting a screen, do you think it's okay to lean into the defender a little bit to make sure they know you ain't no bitch?
Yeah, you gotta let them know you're there. Yeah. Absolutely.
Bitch better have my money.
Baldy, you were in the Navy, right? And, Sandy, can you tell me, what are your five favorite basketball stories about NBA players? They can be related to basketball or unrelated. What are your five?
And please, take your time.
Paul Pierce shitting himself in the finals. Paul Pierce having a girlfriend for a day. Paul Pierce, you thought she was Kobe. Paul Pierce and KG getting traded to the Nets. And Paul Pierce thinking he's better than Dwayne Wade.
Duke, same question.
All five are Ron Artest stories.
All right, give them to me.
Well, you know them all. Thanking his psychiatrist, in the in his championship speech after winning the ring with the Lakers. He once saw a man get stabbed with a chair leg during a pickup game. Just all of them are magic. Just by,
when asked in his post game interview what he thought when he took the shot, it was like, why the hell did Kobe doesn't pass?
asking Steven Jackson after the Malice of the Palace, do you think we're gonna get in trouble?
that was funny.
Still my favorite
shit.
One.
Oh man,
that's still my favorite one.
Baldy's here, and he told me that his favorite is when Derek Fisher was with Matt Barnes' wife.
Oh, interesting. I have a question for Baldy now that he's here. What should a Buffalo-based NBA team be named?
The Table Smashers. Oh, I'm sorry. The Table Smashers.
Nailed it. Bully. Well, welcome back. Sandy, do you have any siblings?
I have two.
You have two? What are the names?
I'm not giving you my... This is a Doc Pandora hour.
Man, why are you acting like I'm trying to steal your identity? It's not like I was asking for your mother's maiden name or something.
I don't want to even let people know that Paul Pierce is the answer to multiple of my security questions.
Anyways, Duke, what's your mother's maiden name?
Artest.
The Artest, formerly known as...
So Sandy, who's your favorite member of the Village People?
You didn't ask Baldy a question.
Or Baldy is what I meant to say. Baldy, who's your favorite member of the Village People?
I don't know, man. What's the Village?
And Sandy, in history, who are your five favorite players between the heights of 6'2 and 6'8?
Joe Johnson. Devin Booker. I think Josh Smith was 6'8". I like Josh Smith a lot when he was with the Hawks.
Six three, Steve Nash.
I always think Steve Nash is like 6'1". Yeah, Nash, he's there.
Is that four or is that five? I think that's four.
Four.
Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, probably Mikal.
Probably Mikal.
Awesome. I know you better than you know you.
Well, I'm trying to think of heights here, and I'm thinking like guards. I'm not thinking fours. Josh Smith, is he actually 6'8 or was he 6'9?
Let's take a look here.
I think he was closer to 6'8.
Josh Smith. He was 6'9, listed on Basketball Reference.
Nailed it. Jace move.
All right. So, Duke, can you tell me, what are your four favorite digits in the preferred order for them?
Say, my four favorite...
Digits?
Like numbers?
Yeah, and your preferred order of them.
Oh. Huh. I guess 4-3-2-1.
Do you remember when? So yeah, those are all very important details that you broke down. I think there's a couple things that I would like to present in Jacques Vaughn's defense. Obviously, he has the beard, right? So he can absorb that shock absorption, right? You're gonna have to work the lower body on Jock. You can't go upper body on him because he's got a little bit of cushion there. So you're really just gonna tire yourself out. The other aspect is Ben Simmons much more muscularly defined, which means that he could get tired pretty quickly in a fight. A lot of oxygen, not a blood flow that it's required to keep those muscles nice and energetic, nice and elastic. You know, Jock could just rope-a-dope him, you know? Just keep absorbing those hits and then, pow! Ninth quarter or whatever they call them. Ninth round.
Ninth quarter. Yep, nailed it.
Ninth round, that was the chair. That wasn't my ass.
You're listening to the Fool Court Press Podcast.
All right, we're back and better than ever. Thank you so much for joining the Fool Court Press Podcast. We're going to continue with knowing our fool. So far, we've determined that Sandy doesn't know how tall Josh Smith is. We know that Duke's pin number is 4321.
Hey, and, wait a minute.
And Baldy joined the Navy because of the village people. So let's continue asking questions here. Baldy, the next one's for you. Can you tell me, who is your ideal basketball player?
Oh, probably Dennis Schroeder.
All right. Sounds great. Sandy, can you tell me, if you could be a bird, which one would it be?
That would be a bald eagle.
Duke, same question.
What's my favorite bird?
No. You misunderstood.
No, I wasn't listening.
What bird do you think Sandy would be?
Larry.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Sue.
Yeah, right. In your dreams.
I got a bird for you.
So, Baldy, is YMCA...
Foghorn Leghorn.
Foghorn. What? That's discrimination. Is YMCA the Superior Village People song?
I don't know, man. I haven't been to the gym in years.
What? All right, Sandy.
Who the fuck is Sandy?
Sandy, can you tell me, two trains are driving toward one another. The first train leaves town A at 5 a.m., traveling at 60 miles per hour. The second train leaves town B at 7 a.m., traveling 70 miles per hour. The distance between town A and town B is 455 miles. What is the exact time that the collision will occur?
Yeah, they're probably on different tracks, so I don't think they'll collide.
That's a solid answer.
Good answer.
Duke, what is the name of your first pet?
That's a good question. My first pet? I don't even know. I've just kind of always had pets, man.
There was never a first one, man. It was just a they're just on a continuum.
Dude, yeah, what's the name of your first pet?
I don't know. I don't really like listening to people talk, so I guess it's kind of weird that I do this with you guys.
Especially since all you guys do is make me talk. Yeah. Baldy, yeah. Which NBA team is your favorite?
Oh, I love the Bells.
The Bells? the New York Liberty?
The Buffalo Josh, Bells?
Josh Allen, Tom Brady, I love the Bells.
Right. So, Sandy, can you tell me who was the Suns' leading scorer in the year 1981 to 1982?
How the fuck would anybody know that?
Yes, Dennis Johnson, you're right. Duke, can you tell me, where do you bank?
The bank of me, baby. Cash in a mattress.
And Baldy. Were you inspired by in the Navy to join the Navy?
I was brainwashed by that Simpsons episode.
Interesting. Sandy, if you could fight 100, which would you prefer? Would you fight 100 mouse-sized horses or one horse-sized mouse?
100 mouse-sized horses.
You prefer to fight 100 mouse-sized horses?
Yeah. I would kick anything's ass that's small. I don't care what it is.
Duke, what were your taxable earnings in the fiscal year 2021?
Zero.
Damn, I thought Baldy had it rough.
Don't worry about it. None of your damn business, that's what it was.
Okay, Roy.
Get my name out of your mouth. Baldy,
your mama.
Your five favorite stories about NBA players?
Well... my mom told me about this time that she met Ron Artest, and she told me about another time that she met Matt Barnes. Told me about another time when she met Derek Fisher. And honestly, that's why that story in particular appeals to me. And then she also told me that she met Wilt Chamberlain.
Jesus. And what are you suggesting about Baldy's mother?
What are you talking about?
All right. Sandy, fuck, marry, kill three personal close family members.
Fuck myself, kill myself, marry the Grace.
And Duke, can you tell me what's the name of your favorite teacher?
School of Hard Knocks, man. It's the streets are the teacher. And I'm the pupil.
That was clever.
I thought it was Jack Black. Oh no, that's a School of Rock. Never mind.
That was clever. That's eluding the answer.
Baldy, what's your perfect Sunday?
Oh, you know me, not hopping on for our podcast and doing God knows what. You know how it goes.
And Sandy, what's your perfect Sunday?
Oh, you know me, sitting here and ignoring you guys and watching Eva.
And Duke, what's your perfect Sunday?
I like a little bit of whipped cream, maybe some sprinkles, definitely a cherry or two.
I always skip the cherry. I'm not a cherry guy, but hot fudge, yes.
I like caramel.
It's time for Street Fighter, boys. Who you got?
Aliukin. All right, everyone. That's no fooling. Hope everybody feels like they know everybody a little bit better now.
Do you all feel closer?
I hope we never do this again.
I'm just rolling around in Duke's money.
I feel like you're rolling around in shit.
That was Duke's money, actually.
Do you remember when?
Speaking of Avril Lavigne, do we think she's a clone?
A clone?
You think she's a clone?
A clone of what?
You've never heard the Avril Lavigne is a clone theory?
Should I read headlines?
I don't think
like don't
hold on. No. We're gonna engage on this.
We needed to explore this at least.
We're
going to
engage
bit.
On this now. So the thing is that she's not. It's not that she's a clone. It's that she died and they replaced her with a lookalike,
which would be classified as a clone, would it not?
Incorrect.
No, that's not a clone. Whoa. That's not what a clone is. Like when Will Smith was acting like Muhammad Ali, he wasn't a clone of Muhammad Ali.
Well, you don't know that. You can't say that definitively.
She wasn't made in the lab.
Michael,
have you seen a picture of Muhammad Ali?
can any of you say definitively that she was not made in a lab?
I'm not going to. I can.
You
were there?
Yes. I was not.
You were there at the time of her conception?
I gotta be honest with you, man. You're really load focused this entire podcast. I feel like maybe you're a little backed up or something. I have no idea. Like, do you need to go take care of something? Do you need 15 minutes?
It's November.
I should have sat out this episode and done some load management. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're not on cam, so.
How do I mute my microphone?
Just mute it. That's all we ask.
You're listening to the Fool Court Press podcast.
All right, we're back and better than ever. Now it's time for Too Hot to Fooly. Sandy, Baldy, take it away.
Oh. Well, this is Baldy, and I actually didn't watch this week. Oh, Baldy, no, you let us down. Oh, man.
Well, all right, Duke, what's the TikTok trend? Duke? You're on mute.
Duke? That's a shame. I like TikTok. I especially like the TikToks that Duke tells us about.
Oh, my God. Mike would not stop.
Anyway. You kept muting and unmuting yourself instantly. All right, Duke, what's a TikTok trend?
No, it kept doing. I'm back, guys, and I've got a TikTok trend for you.
Jesus Christ.
Have you heard?
It's Sunday. Why are you so fucking drunk?
Don't worry about me.
Mind your own fucking business.
You got work tomorrow, my guy?
Leave me alone. Have you guys heard of castor oil?
You mean like the synthetic
oil? There's no way this goes anywhere good.
No, you guys heard of castor oil?
Yes.
Are kids like ingesting castor oil?
No. So, dozens and dozens of TikTok users have gone.
There are dozens of them.
So many. Claiming that if you rub castor oil on your eyelids and eyelashes and under your eye and in your eye, it helps to treat dryness and cataracts and glaucoma.
Yeah,
but
by
guess what? Don't
you
do
bald.
It. Don't do it.
Bald,
don't
blind.
Do it. Do not do it.
What? Why wouldn't you do that?
Because it'll hurt your eyes. Don't do it.
Why do you need to be told not to put motor oil in your eyes?
How does it hurt them? What does
still,
it do?
I don't know, but you don't want to do it.
You know what?
Right?
Kids out there, I have news for you. You should do this if you want to
go
blind.
Nope.
You need to stop giving medical advice. All right.
Baldy, if you want to go blind.
Baldy, no time for your soccer seconds.
In time.
Duke, movie
That's
review.
That's too bad because the women's national team lost today.
Yeah.
And
maybe that's
time.
Why he's not here. Maybe that's why he's not here.
Oh, he's sad and he's eating his feelings.
Aww.
Yeah, no,
this guy's got a badass jacket. Holy shit.
It's such a good, like, it's actually really good for women's soccer that all of the big favorites got knocked out.
I fucking want that jacket.
Japan's going to win it this
I
time.
I want this jacket. That's sick, bro.
Oh, it's all about the global game.
All
right, especially
Duke,
Street Fighter. Japan
Duke,
usually
just do
wins
me,
Street Fighter.
Okay.
Grow the global game, right? What?
Did you have a stroke, right. My guy?
What just happened?
Duke?
I watched
reviews?
A movie.
What the fuck is going on?
I watched a movie.
Don't mute
it's
me.
Called Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah, how was that?
Have you guys seen it? Have you seen it? Have you guys seen it? Heard of it?
I was waiting. I was waiting to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's pretty good,
it's
man.
It's okay.
It was like a completion of your thoughts. Was it better than Love and Thunder?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes. Definitively yes.
Did you like Quantum?
You know, that was the first movie that that was the first movie I watched on my new TV. It was Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
And it helped me get my settings correct. I did tell you about that.
No. Yeah, you told us about that. You reviewed it. So what is your, did you watch Quantum Menace?
Quantum Menace? Quantumania?
Mania, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Too
well.
Bad.
That'll about do it for the Fool Court Press podcast, the only podcast made by fools for fools. If you'd like to leave a voicemail, you can do so at our phone number 724-FU-FOOLS, 724-383-6657. You can also text that number. You can tweet us at FCourtPress or send topic suggestions to FCPRundown. Also, we're on Threads and Instagram at Fool Court Press Podcast and on TikTok on F Court Press Pod. Everybody say bye.
Oh, if you made it this far, God bless you.
I quit.
All right, everybody. Remember, keep having fun, bro.
All right,
we're back and better than ever. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Fool Court Press Podcast, the only podcast made by fools for fools. Now we're going to start off with our new favorite segment, No Foolin'. This is where we get to know the fools that we fool with best. First question I have, or I have a series of questions here. First question I have is for Baldy. Baldy, what was your first memory watching basketball? Does anybody here want to answer that for Baldy? Oh, did we lose Sandy?
Dropping like flies.
Fuck my life.
Dropping like fools.
It's going to be a hard segment to do.
You could just do... you ask every question and it's just silence.
I watched a video on Twitter and it booted me. I don't know what I missed. What did I miss?
All right. Welcome back to the Fool Court Press Podcast, the only podcast made by fools for fools. We're going to move on to our next segment. No Fooling. It's where we get to know the fools that we know best with a series of questions that I've created, or not actually me. Sorry.
No fooling.
I didn't make these questions. I actually put into ChatGPT that Fuck. I need to ask some fools some questions about their basketball knowledge and get to know them better. Can you generate 45 questions for me? And it did.
Did it kick back a bunch of nude pictures of Judith Light and Tony Danza?
Jesus fucking Christ. Can we separate that from this? I'm so every time I see that posted, that I wanna mute him, I wanna block it.
God, can we stop fucking talking about the Discord post?
So inside.
So because of the way that you spelled no, K-N-O-W, I just assumed that the segment was you're going to be quizzing us on shit that's happened on the show and trying to see if we don't pay attention.
That's why you
spelled no wrong, I'm assuming, unless you did that on purpose.
No fooling, like get to know your fools. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
oh, okay, so I thought that you were quizzing us on the show.
All right.
Fools, no fools.
Should we start the there segment over again?
Yeah, no, it's fine. We'll do it one more time, okay. Welcome back to the Fool Court Press. Shut the fuck up!
Turtle Soup, Tony Danza.
I fucking hate you so much.
Hey, we haven't talked about Kyrie Irving yet this week.
God damn it.
Welcome back to the Fool Court. Shut up! What is wrong with you? Why can't you stop?
Off the rails.